federal funds than politicians. And by the way, they can pay their own expenses out of this. This is a massive Democratic power grab. And it's because the number one priority of Joe Biden, of Chuck Schumer, and Nancy Pelosi is to stay in power for 100 years and to steal the rights of the voters to vote them out. I am leading the fight against this. It is the single most dangerous thing in the Congress right now.
Make sure you call your U.S. senator, regardless of where you are living right now or where you're listening to this. Whether you might be living in Florida, you might be living in Colorado, doesn't matter. Call and tell them, your member of the Senate, to vote no on H.R. 1 or Senate Bill 1 as it is right now. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. This could be good. Scott Hammond, State Senator, District 18, will join us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The operator of a major U.S. pipeline hit by a cyber attack says it hopes to have service mostly restored by the end of the week. Colonial Pipeline offered that update after revealing it had halted operations because of a ransomware attack. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm says the Colonial Pipeline expects substantially restored operations by the end of the week.
Even after that decision is made, it will take a few days to ramp up operations. This pipeline has never been shut down before.
Meanwhile, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis weighing in as well. He says he hopes the federal government deals with the cyber attack.
I think this is something that demands really serious federal attention. This was essentially a cyber attack on critical infrastructure in our country. You can't just say it's a private pipeline, therefore we're not going to be involved. No, the U.S. government needs to be involved. They need to help mitigate this.
Meanwhile, the FBI has linked the attack to a criminal gang. The cyber attack is raising concerns that supplies of gasoline, jet fuel, and diesel could all be disrupted in parts of the East Coast. If you're traveling over the Memorial Day weekend, expect a lot of company on the roads. The AAA Auto Club said that more than 37 million Americans plan to travel at least 50 miles from home over the holiday weekend. If that forecast is correct, it would mean a 60% increase over last year. President Biden highlighting new programs to boost vaccination as he looks to meet his July 4th inoculation goal.
From May 24th through July 4th, Uber and Lyft are both going to offer everyone free rides to and from vaccination sites. I think that is really stepping up.
The partnership with the ride-sharing companies marks the latest in a series of government-encouraged efforts to increase access to the vaccines. More from townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
As a follower of Christ, you are created and called for greatness, now more than ever before. In his powerful sequel to the bestseller, Kingdom Man, Tony Evans' Kingdom Men Rising calls men to break free of apathetic faith, to take a stand, do more than just exist. You have been called to rise up and influence those around you. Discover how when you get Kingdom Men Rising and learn the art of intentional impact.
New from Tony Evans, sponsor.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's 4:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, another sign that things are getting back to normal on the Strip. MGM Resorts is returning paid self-parking to its properties beginning June 1st. Last May, in the midst of Nevada's casino shutdown, the company announced it would reopen with free parking at its Strip properties for the foreseeable future. Well, that foreseeable future apparently ends at the end of the month. Beginning June 1st, the first hour will be free. Self-parking at Bellagio, Aria, Vendora, they all begin at $15 from 1 to 4 hours. MGM's other Strip properties begin at $12 an hour. Virgin Hotels Las Vegas, TI, Circa Circus, Sahara Las Vegas, the Strat Wind Resorts, and Las Vegas Sands properties continue to offer free self-parking. The Nevada Department of Transportation is evaluating potential improvements to Interstate 15 between Flamingo and Sahara Avenue, enhance safety, and accommodate future traffic demands. NDOT is looking for public participation. That's right. That's where participants can review the proposed improvements and submit comments and questions. You can log on yourself to i-15flamingosahara.com. That's i-15flamingosahara.com.
KMZQ On Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Quick check of the traffic cams. We're getting slow flows in a couple of areas. U.S. 95 eastbound at Jones. Also, 515 east at Eastern. Very sluggish as you work your way through there. Some congestion on the 515 northbound of Boulder Highway. And 515 southbound at Sunset.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes? He now hopes we don't notice what he said. I won't remember. And when he does follow through, or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out!
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Joining us now, as he does every week, my buddy Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18. We are into week 15 of the 81st Nevada Legislature. And I've talked to a number of different legislators who are saying the pace is starting to pick up. First of all, how was your Mother's Day? Did you get home for Mother's Day?
I certainly did. Thanks a lot for saying something. It was Mother's Day. It was my wife's birthday on Saturday. It was my daughter's birthday on Sunday. It was my mom's birthday on Sunday. Hey, we had a great weekend. I mean, we had an absolute great weekend in Las Vegas. Sometimes Las Vegas can offer things to people that you can't get anywhere else, and it was just a good time had by all. So it was a lot of family time, and we did spend some time at Hell's Kitchen. We went down to Caesar's Palace. I want to thank my good friend John Maddox, who arranged for to get us in there. But Hell's Kitchen is it was an amazing meal. I can't tell you, I have never been. Sometimes you sit down, you have a bite of something, just like this is the best it's going to get. You just want to sit there and enjoy the moment, not even take another bite. And that's how it was.
And by the way, can I tell you, you're the second person in 3 days that told me they went to Hell's Kitchen. That's great.
Yeah. It was my daughter's wish. I mean, she's been watching Gordon Ramsay and just loving it for so long. Matter of fact, there was a couple times we had to get her to stop saying certain catchphrases of his.
Oh, God.
Just wasn't in appropriate places. So, we had a cure of that disease.
Oh, funny. My God. But it was a great weekend for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now it's back. Now it's back to the grind of creating law. What is your sense now that you're back in town? You're back in Carson. As far as what the order of business is going to be over the course of the next couple of weeks,
the order of business. I think the sense I get is how are we going to be using the funds coming to us from the federal government? We just had the Treasury. They just gave us their guidelines for spending the money. The application now can be filled out, I believe, and then submitted. There's going to be a few days, and they're going to give us a couple days that we can start submitting all this. So they're pretty much trying to figure out how are we going to spend the money, how are you going to allocate it. We may not be able to get it all done before we leave here, which means we may have to be back here probably the beginning of June to allocate the money that's coming into us, put it in places, fill in holes. One of the biggest surprises, actually, is that we were told the guidance tells us we cannot replenish our rainy day funds. They're telling states you can't do that, which is interesting because the reason why we have no rainy day fund is exactly because of COVID. You spent the money out of the rainy day fund, I think, July of last year, June or July. You took a lot of that money out, and it was for COVID relief. So there's got to be some way that we can actually do that. Now, the other thing that we can do, we can go back in, and there was Dieter, an appointment, there was reserves that we had in there. We can go ahead and put money back into that, which would be very helpful. It would be helpful to employers, employees later on down the road as well. That'd be very huge if we put it, I think, $900 million is what we took out of there at some point. So that would be great if we could put that back in there. But what we're seeing now is the guidance have come out. Money is going to be coming in. How do we spend it?
Yeah, it's funny you should mention, because just before we had Marilyn Kirkpatrick on, just after 3 o'clock, she was reading the 150 pages. She was about 30 pages in, and so everybody's trying to find out. Whenever the federal government's going to give you money, there are always strings attached, and this right. Treasury Department document, 150 pages, apparently is all the strings that are attached. And am I right that there's a lot of strings attached to some of this money?
Absolutely. You're not allowed to put it into unfunded liabilities, right? So you can't put it into your PERS or you can't put it into that. However, there are exceptions to that. The way I read it, you would be able to help supplement the pay that for the cost of police officers, frontline workers, healthcare workers, all those people who were there working during the first couple months of the pandemic, for many months. But they were definitely working when a lot of other people were staying home. They were still working. If we needed to go ahead and get them money, then I guess the money we pay them, and then of course they always contribute to PERS, I think that you can use the money for that, but you can't just go ahead and put a whole big bunch of money into PERS or any kind of thing like that, statewide. Of course, I think that was put in there for places like Illinois, who, they've got a lot of unfunded liability there in their systems. So I think that, we're going through the 150 pages. They gave us a shorter 12-page version that we just perused thoroughly last night, and then we're going through the 150 pages now. So, yeah, that's the thing. Lots of strings attached to it, what you can and cannot spend the money on. I mean, it really is supposed to be for relief that occurred to your state during COVID. So I hope that everybody takes that to heart. My biggest fear, and I think I've said this before on your show, is that we turn around and put this money into growing government, and then in the future we're just going to run into more problems because it's unsustainable if we put it into, you know, that kind of, if we put it into funds that actually grow the government to add positions and so forth. We really need to be putting this money into the holes that were created, and then then also making sure the infrastructure is such that we don't have a problem with Dieter. We need to be putting it into Dieter so we don't have any problems in the future with Dieter. We need to be putting it in to some of the broadband, for example, infrastructure, so that if we ever had to have more kids online, we can accommodate that, or anything, or if everybody needs to go online again and work, we could accommodate that. So just things like that that can prepare us for the next time.
Again, Scott Hammond joining us, State Senator, Nevada District 18. I'm just curious. There was a bill earlier that was created by Republican leadership, and it involved $40 million for Dieter to get themselves new computers, new software. Yeah. Do you know where is it? And is that the sort of thing that this $2.7 billion, that they could find $40 million for something like that?
Absolutely. No, that was a bill. Myself, Senator Pickard, and Senator Sotomayor have been working on that bill. It was scheduled for a hearing last week. They pulled it after the day after they scheduled for a hearing. They pulled it. They said that, matter of fact, I believe that members of the opposition party basically said it was a stunt. Not a stunt. I think of stunts. I think of, and I said this before to somebody else, I think of Evel Knievel jumping over the fountains at Caesar's Palace. That's a stunt meant for entertainment. This is not a stunt. There's thousands of people who have been suffering since the governor declared an emergency and were sent home to no jobs, and they've been living meagerly since then, and in some cases losing their cars and losing their ability to go back to work, or losing their home and losing their ability to feed their children. This is no joke. This is not a stunt. This is there's a problem. We were given a lot of direction from both former Speaker of the Assembly, Barbara Buckley, as well as Jason Guanasso, who headed up the special masters. And they came up with all kinds of solutions so that we can have a better system. Nobody took the time to put it in a bill. No one said, okay, here's the suggestions. Let's get these passed. We did. We waited, and nothing was brought forward by the majority party. So we put together a bill. It took a while to write it because LCB writers were busy doing other things. But we finally put it together. This is a serious bill that needs to really have some bipartisan support, and it has to go through quickly. But that $40 million, it could be used for that purpose, or we could use general fund dollars right now. Last week, we heard a very favorable report from the Economic Forum. They predicted about $500 million additional dollars for this particular year. Before this year is up at the end of June, $500 million, then, of course, an additional $900 million over the next biennium. So this is all good news. We've got a lot of money right now. There's going to be a lot of people asking for special projects. That's what happens at the end of every session. Every legislator's got a special little project that they want to get funded. But we have to be very careful and very choosy about which ones we put it into. I think it's got to be infrastructure. I think it's got to be looking forward to how do you provide services. I know I've got a bill in the Senate Finance, it's been sitting there, and basically it's a match. You got a lot of private donations going into the Collaboration Center, which is a one-stop shop for folks with autism, autism research, autism evaluation, services for families. They're trying to put $6 million of private money into this, and then they'd like to see some matching funds from the state. Those matching funds, that's $12 million of capital investment into healthcare and healthcare in healthcare services that otherwise we probably would take a long time to get the kind of services up and running. And we've got a lot of enthusiastic people who really want to service the autism community. So these are projects like that I'm kind of looking at. How do we fund that? And this is the kind of money that we could use to really help us in the future.
Again, Scott Hammond joining us, State Senator, Nevada District 18. We'll talk more about the Economic Forum report and how it impacts what the governor just received, this 150-page report from the Treasury Department. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. The past year has been tough for a lot of folks who found themselves facing an unplanned retirement. Can we prepare for that? With some insight as America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, can the unknown be a part of our retirement plan?
Steve, the unknown's always going to be here. Who would have known about COVID before COVID came?
Exactly.
And what it did to not only people's health, but also our government programs. Everything has changed just because of disease. And that's a bad one. But what can happen next? We always say, you know, we get all complained about what happened yesterday. What's going to happen tomorrow? We don't know. And no one ever knows what's going to happen tomorrow. So our team here will help you create a financial and wealth management plan with specific goals and strategies that you choose so you can worry more about life and less about your money. Very, very important, because there's like five main enemies here we have to look forward to when we approach retirement. We need income. That's an income enemy, Steve. If we don't have an income plan, we're not going to have a comfortable retirement. We need our investments in the right place as we get closer or into retirement. We need an estate plan. We need to make sure an estate plan is how you're going to pass your money on when you're not here anymore. We need a tax plan. We have a tax navigation strategy we work, which helps you navigate the tax system as you get older and into retirement. Folks, doing this can get more money in your pocket if you do it the right way by taking advantage of all the tax advantages that you have out there. And we have health care. We need to worry about health care. We need to make sure we have a long-term care plan as well. So strategies for financial independence, if you're interested in that, the next 20 people who call right now will sit down for you and give you your very own strategic independence plan all the way through retirement.
That's right. Just call or text right now, 888-702-6932, and you'll receive everything Coach Pete is offering today. Call or text 888-702-6932. That's call or text 888-702-6932.
Investment advisory services provided by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered investment advisor.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair. Call now. 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086. Or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair. Now you know.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play. And it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Scott Hammond joining us, State Senator, Nevada District 18. This is week 15 of the Nevada Legislature. The Economic Forum, you mentioned their report that came in last week. And I guess my question is, how does that impact the $2.7 billion that's going to be coming in from the federal government? Is that included? Are their numbers inclusive of the $2.7 billion?
No, that's separate. So you, I mean,
so that's extra.
That's extra. Yeah, that's the cherry on top. I mean, you got 500. I mean, and that's not counting all the other money that's been coming in or will be coming in. There's still a lot of other dollars that are coming into the state. We were talking about another day. I don't have them memorized what with this grant or this program or that program, but we were listing them off, rattling it off. I mean, there's a lot of money coming into the state. And I told you before how much money had come into the state, billions and billions of dollars that people just haven't been noticing it. Most of it coming in through PUA, the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance, but just a lot of money coming into the state. And I the first time we were talking about this and how much money we have and how we're supposed to put that money back into all this relief and spend the money, I kept thinking of Brewster's Millions, if you remember that, if you recall.
Oh, yeah.
From years ago. I mean, he had to spend, Richard Pryor had to spend $30 million to then be able to to receive the $300 million, right? And so nobody could know that he was spending it. And you're like, boy, I just feel like John Candy, the catcher, going, wait a second, let's slow down. Let's think about how fast we're going through this money here. Because people, you walk around this building and everybody's got a plan on how to spend the money. And of course, a lot of that was just pipe dreams until you finally got the guidelines from the Treasury, because now we know exactly how we can and cannot spend the money. We have to peruse it really carefully. But no, that money that you talk about from the Economic Forum, that's just projections on our income, how much looking at key indicators, how much money, tax revenue we're going to be generating because of the money coming into the state. And I can only suspect that we're doing much better than we thought we were going to be doing, because a lot of people across the state of Nevada, as well as other states close to us, came over here with their stimulus checks and spent the money here in Nevada.
Let me just ask you, because this is important, with all of this money coming in, we are awash in cash. Are there any proposals out there, any bills that are hanging fire right now that involve a tax increase? And how can you justify a tax increase with all this extra money coming in?
No. As a matter of fact, you would think that there's some sort of talk about how do we get more money to folks, to people here, a tax decrease or, money. Like, I think we got money back when Gibbons was in office and we had all that money, and the DMV, I think there was something to do with that, and they sent us all money. Well, that's what you would think that you'd be talking about, but no, there is a conversation still about raising taxes on mining. So we haven't heard anything yet. It is day 100, but don't be surprised if on day 110 you all of a sudden see a tax proposal come up to tax mining. I mean, this is day 100. I'm going to go into a meeting here anytime now, basically, where we're going to be looking at the funding formula again, revisiting SB 543 from the 2019 session, in which we changed the funding formula for schools. Today, there's a very large bill. It's SB 439. I mean, this is a big bill. You've got the energy bill that's still out there. That's sponsored by Chris Brooks. That has not, I think it may have been introduced, but it has not had a hearing yet. I mean, there's still a lot of major pieces floating around, and I guess compromises and deals that can be made in the last 20 days of this session. So it's going to be a very crazy finish, as it always is, but even more so, I think, this time, because there's just a lot of variables that aren't nailed down yet.
Well, let me just ask you, only because I heard it earlier in the session, that there was talk of a mining for ESAs or opportunity scholarships, a conversation that was going on. Is there any talk of that right now? Is that something that's on the table?
Opportunity scholarships, for sure. And, of course, it has to be very robust. I'm not talking about just extra money. I'm talking about language change that would allow the program to continue to build. ESAs, I've been told, are off the table. They don't even want to discuss them, don't want anything to do with them. I personally feel like I could not vote for anything that didn't have school choice of some sort. And I like opportunity scholarships, but I'm not sure that's enough to really butter my bread. You know, I think the future of Nevada and the United States is actually school choice. I think that's how you get change to occur here. And so anything less than that, I know a lot of people are telling me that we need more money for education. I said that might be so. And I might even be able to make an argument for that. And I know others would be able to make an argument for that. But I'm not doing it. I'm not just throwing money into a system that just